Thank you all for allowing us to be here today.
I'm thankful for my wife.
agire everything.
Todo wenye aliganagirwo muno no mutumia ndariganagirwo ni undu ona uri.
So Paul wants to encourage the church.
Nakoko Paul arenda kuumiriria kanitha.
The importance of the gospel in the Christian life.
Ati bata wa kihoro uria mwega thiini wa muture wa ukristiano.
We can easily get distracted by the things of this world.
No tukena uroso wa kugia na maundu maingi maria megutuma twage kurora kana kumenya wega kuria twitiitwo.
This reminds me of the history here in Africa.
Na ikuria uroso wa kurika na mwana wa woku kwitu Africa.
Christianity has been in Africa for a long time.
Ati uhoro mwega wa Jesu Kristo ndio kana twaida ile yote ile wa woku kwitu Africa.
Christianity is not a surprise to Kenya.
Na kwa uhoro wa wanoki uhoro wa kumakia ndio ile wa ndio ya Kenya.
We even have a Nubian kingdom was a Christian community here in Africa.
Ati kwina community ta wa Nubian yale ado maamenya nete na Kristo ndio wa woku Africa.
Many more great Africans, a guy named Augustine.
Na kwale na ndo aike Afrika mare atogoria thine wao kwao kanitha na thine wao dini.
Tertullian.
Na kwale menda wo Augustine na Tertullian.
Athanasius.
Na tumeta kwa Ignatius.
Were all from here in Africa.
Na dosho mame ite thine wa Afrika na thine mare atogoria kanitha.
Even here in Kenya.
Na thine wako niyo wito wa Kenya.
Kenya has known the gospel for a while.
Ate ndio kia gai ni kimenya kanete miaka mingi itukite.
At one time Kenya was suppressed by Muslims.
Na hede wakinyeta hado idramurika anakari kuni nihinyeria uhoro wa witikio huku.
But in 1844
no thenye wana ewa mwaka wa ngiri magana manana mamiro gwenana na kana.
The Lord opened up missionaries to come here to Kenya.
Kwa amisheni maji ye kushoka kuingira thenye wanguri witu wa Kenya.
To restore the gospel back here.
Na ngiye na kiroki agai kige na roso wa kurutano na kuelezea moyo wa Italia.
Now all over Kenya we have great churches.
Na ndio wapo duitu wa Kenya na kudu kuingia kwenye makanisa kiroki agai kiramu ndio.
So family, this great news that we have received.
Na kwa roho mwega tukite na roso wa kuheo.
It's a great gift from God.
Nikeo kile na mwana kiumete kulia matumaini.
Here in this church.
Ndio wakaenda huyo.
So these great truths, how have we stored these truths?
Ate oro yuega ni go to baga utweke wa ma ate de to menyanete wega na Kristo.
Have these truths drawn people to Jesus?
Na oro yuwewa ma yugete na oro sabako kushiria aige mo ke kore Jesus.
Or have you pushed people away from Jesus?
Ale ko mutekwile ko ingata tani na tato ko ingata aage mare yo wa kore Jesus.
So I want to encourage you this morning.
Ekwe na oro sabako tumiri ya rusine wega. Omega
of our walk with Christ.
Ora ba gutwana kana bihoro bito ba gutwana na Kristo.
For us to really and truly believe what we say we believe.
Aya tweteketia kuna oria tugani tweteketia.
So we got to do it. I'm going to explain the test in 3 points this morning.
Nakoka kwela ba gutari ya na maudu matatu.
Should we continue in sin? Akole get more grace.
Akole kia kia akole tena mai wa bere tuna bere na kweya na ngenda wega na kwega wa gai kuongereke.
The point number 2.
Udo akere
you have died to your old ways.
Ate ilugeta na roso wa kwa na mithirea maundu ma muturire wino.
And the third point.
Udo akata tu
you have been raised to
Ndugueta na raso wako ni ukio wadega na mugena mutulia uki mwenu.
It was many teachers in Jesus' day.
Ndende wa hindi wa nikuwa linalu tanya ike.
Called the Pharisees and Sadducees.
Atumeta kuwa Pharisee na Sadducee.
They memorized God's word.
Ndibaga na raso wako za kumia kana kuku ya raso wako wa wakiko kia kima kimenya ole ya kitali.
They would go to the synagogue.
Ndibaga ya vini wa hekaru.
They would say all the right things.
Ndibaga na raso wako ya
but they are far away from
no corosione si era ieriye ogai.
So Paul,
na kwa Paul,
he understand the danger of someone knowing the word na not living the word.
Nio yoroso wa watu dawo koro wende we tiwone ndo ameshia magu no ndo ikaga kulingana na ule gatani.
It's a work called antinomianism.
Na dio yoroso wa kwa yoroso wa kemenya na meshia no we katwe kaga
don't talk repeated because I struggle to
say it. Yeah, I communicate it.
It means that some people, they don't want to live the Ten Commandments anymore. Since Jesus has saved me, I'm not
going
to obey the Ten Commandments. I don't have to keep God's, all the things God told us to do. But then you say they're believers. 1 John 2 tells us, in verse 3, and by this we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commandments. Whoever says I know him but that's not to his commandments
is
a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps my word, in him truly the love of God is perfected. By this may we know then we are in him. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way which he walked. So even right here with John telling us, as Christians, even though Christ died for our sins, we should be living for Christ. But let me be honest this morning, it's difficult. Many of you all want to provide for your families. I struggle with that too. And Paul understands this as well. Paul asked the question again. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? Some of the people that didn't like Paul, they were saying that Paul was saying that, well, the Christians have been saved, so they don't have to worry about sin. So Paul is asking this question. So should we continue in sin? As Christians, we don't continue in sin. Even when things are difficult. Because we believe God's grace will provide for us. Paul said earlier in Romans 5:20, now the law came to increase the trespasses. But where sin increased, grace abound even more. So some people start to think that, the more I sin, the more I get grace. That's how some people interpret this. I can live any type of way, and I'm going to get grace. So Paul wants to encourage the church. Don't believe that lie. For those that are in Christ, they run from sin. Even when it's difficult. But we have 7 kids. That's a lot of mouths to feed. When I go out to eat, I
want
to see all my kids or babies so I can get free food. For me, I want to save money. So you all see how difficult it is to be a Christian. Even though it may cost a lot to feed my kids, I'm going to trust the Lord that He will provide for me. The second point, you have God's always. I just asked a question. Should we continue in sin? Paul answered that question in verse 2. By no means. How can we will God to sin? Still living. This is really a fat, strong one. This is like a kid running in the middle of the street. And a van is coming. And you scream and say, stop! Paul is screaming and saying, by no means! How can we who have died to sin still live in it? A cuckoo.
Chicken.
A chicken.
Coco.
Can a cuckoo may sound like a lion?
No, I got it a little. No, she got that over.
A cuckoo is a
cuckoo.
A cuckoo looks around for food. A cuckoo wakes you up in the morning. A cuckoo has eggs to fill the belly. That's a cuckoo. But what's a Christian? A Christian is the one that has God to see. A Christian is the one that flees from sin. Even when it's difficult. When Christ died, He died for the sins of His people. Christ was perfect. He was righteous. He existed with the Father. But He was faithful to the Father as well. He came to this earth to live a life that we couldn't live. He lived a perfect righteous life. Everyone else live contrary to God's will. Like our sister Bissy just mentioned, that we all have sin and fell short of the glory of God. By us falling in sin, we were no longer right with God. There was no good that we could do. Can make us right with God. We can't give enough money to the church. We can't give enough food to people. You can't help enough people across the street. All those are good things.
macio mode ni mega.
But those things cannot be the justice of God. It took a righteous Savior to come to live a life and die for a people that didn't love Him. That's why it tells in Romans 5:8 how Christ showed His love towards us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He loved us before we loved Him. Isn't that amazing, God?
Amen.
Are we quiet this morning? Can I get a clap?
Amen.
Charles, don't further in this. He tells in verse 3. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into
Christ,
yes, sir, were baptized to His death. We were buried therefore with Him by baptism to death. Paul now shares how now we have been baptized in Christ. How many of y'all have been baptized? When you was baptized in Christ, you died to your old self. You come out of the water, a new person. But we were baptized in Christ. We're baptized in Christ means we have perspective before the world that Christ is our Lord. And we're buried with Him. By baptism to death. His death was because of our sins. But now our death brings about life. One person says this: die to sin. Does not mean that sin is no longer within of you, or that it has no power or influence within you. It does. But sin no longer can detect you. Though you may obey it, and though you may be entertained by it, the fact remains, you no longer have to obey it. You have died to it. It can be dead to you. So we were baptized. We don't know where to go. Since Christ died, we have spiritually died. Christ took the death of the sins of His people. He has made us new.
Let's talk now about this newness of life.
By the glory of the Father, Christ gives us everything. Just like Christ was raised from the grave, He raised us up from our sins into newness of life. Just like Christ is right with the Father, we are made right with the Father. Just how Christ was justified, we are justified. How Christ was sanctified, we are sanctified. Christ's life is now our life. We live a life that many may see Christ in us. And family, it is difficult times. But for those that are true followers of Christ, they are willing to work through difficult times. Because the Savior has redeemed them to Himself. He's worked it all. And Christ has given us a promise. He'll meet all of our needs. So for you this morning, all the things you may have asked for, they might not have came the way you want them to come. But one thing Christ has promised us, there will be nothing that separates us from the love of Christ. Christ's love for us is not based on our love for Him. My love for Pastor George a lot of times is conditional. The more He feeds me, the more I love Pastor George. It's different with Jesus. When He loved us, when He saved us, that love never depreciates. His love for us is sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. So at times you're hard, when you're tempted to lie, when you're tempted to do things that dishonor the Lord, remember this, that Christ will meet your needs. You can trust Him. And when you trust in Him, He will meet your needs. It's a guy in the Bible named Judas. It was a guy in the Bible named Judas. Judas followed Jesus everywhere. He said he believed. He said he wanted to be like Jesus. But over time, it showed that Judas truly didn't believe in Jesus. So family, there are many that say they're Christians for a name only. Judas eventually died.
Judas,
went to hell. And it proved over time he wasn't a true believer. So So how do we know that we're true believers? We trust in Christ. And we allow the Holy Spirit to guide us. We don't put things in our own hands. We trust Christ. And sometimes people might laugh at you. Sometimes you might be worried. But my God has never failed. If you see it back in the Old Testament in Exodus, God provided for the people in the wilderness. He ran down to Pate. This is the manna. When
he
was hungry, he provided for them. Family, when we are in need, he'll provide for us. We choose Christ over sin. Let me end with a few applications. We shouldn't continue in sin since we have received grace. Husbands should dishonor their wives. Or wives should dishonor their husbands. We should be quick to forgive. Christ has forgiven us. So we should not continue in sin. Second thing. When we profess Christ, we are new creatures now. We hate sin. We hate it with a passion. We don't enjoy it. We run from it. Third thing. By being in Christ, we have a new life now. A new life that no one can take away from
us.
It's a life of Christ forever. He will keep us in himself. So, Christian family this morning. Paul gave these words to the Roman church almost 2,000 years ago. And I give these words to you. Let us not continue in sin. But let us continue trusting Christ. As I get ready to wrap up, can we hear Yahweh again?
No, can I go to the mountain before Yahweh leave? Before Yahweh leave, do you want to show up? You want them to stand? Or you want them? You want to sing as you sing?
Oh,
stand. I don't want to go to the mountain. And they get a teacher to go to Yahweh. They said, put him over in the day. You want to worship?
Yahweh.